Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Posted, Musk will always be with us, helping all the way.
That's CBS's Jared Hill. This afternoon, Musk will join the president for a joint press conference in the Oval Office. On social media last night, President Trump called on the Supreme Court to take up the tariffs case a week after back and forth by lower courts. Senior White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
The Trump tariff agenda is alive, well, healthy, and will be implemented.
Google is back in federal court today for closing arguments in a big tech antitrust case. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Justice Department will ask the court to order an end to Google's lucrative deals with Apple and force the company to sell its Chrome browser. It says the company's dominant search engine is an illegal monopoly.
Google lawyers are expected to say only minor concessions are needed. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The clock is ticking for Milwaukee Public Schools. District officials have until the end of the day to submit overdue financial reports or face another round of state funding cuts. It's not known how much money is at stake this time. MPS already lost $16 million last year after missing similar deadlines. State education leaders say the reports are essential for ensuring all districts, not just Milwaukee, get their funding. There was a session between the senator and students this week in Milwaukee. Senator Ron Johnson addressed students and faculty at the Medical College of Wisconsin in what was called a public policy forum. In the just over an hour event, Johnson emphasized the need for fiscal responsibility and transparency in healthcare. The senator talked about his own experience at Children's Hospital and told a story about his daughter getting life-saving treatment. Johnson called for reforms to Medicaid, arguing that current policies risk the program's sustainability. The Milwaukee Fire Department is marking 150 years of service, and they're throwing a firefighter party. The department is hosting a special open house at Station 13 tomorrow from 10 to 3. Changes in SNAP benefits could impact local grocers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers Hall of Fame. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The University of Wisconsin announcing 12 new inductees into the Badgers Athletic Hall of Fame, including NFL running back James White, announcer Matt LaPay, and basketball player Frank Kaminsky, who led the Badgers to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four.
You know, my 4 years here, I just really wanted to maximize my opportunity. You know, I felt really lucky to be able to have a scholarship to come here in the first place because I wasn't highly recruited. I mean, it's just like you get overcome with this like emotion that you can't really describe. Like, I love here. I love Wisconsin. I love the school. I love being back on campus.
NFL Packers OTA practices continue in Green Bay. The team adding another receiver to the roster, Sam Brown Jr. from the Miami Hurricanes. Baseball, Brewers open a three-game series on the road tonight against the Phillies after a much-needed day off yesterday. Trevor McGill.
Workload's been a lot, and it's just kind of what we needed to do to keep the wins going. So, yeah, it's out there for the boys.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am not Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball. Glad to have you along. Filling in the host chair. Keeping it warm for Patrick. He'll be back on Monday, taking a well-deserved day off today to be with family for a graduation. So look forward to hearing about his travels on Monday. I'm along with producer and engineer Parker Olson here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Mr. Bach joins us as well from the Racine Park Studios down in beautiful Racine, Wisconsin. Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
We're doing well.
Don't speak for me. You don't know how I'm doing. Wow. I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I'm also doing well. Thank you for asking.
Coming up a little bit later this hour, have our round table this morning with a couple of great journalists and talking about the headlines of the day. And in just a minute, Brittany Merlot will join us with a complete weather forecast. Temperatures around the state of Wisconsin right now range from 61 in Superior down to 55 degrees in Milwaukee, 54 over in La Crosse, 52 in Green Bay right now. More on the weather with Brittany Merlot. Weather quality air advisory out for today with those wildfires from Canada. So we'll have a little bit more on that in just a moment. Speaking of headlines this morning, the weather is the top headline. The Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared states of emergency due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly increased in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. Although Hamas, in the latest framework, doesn't meet their demands entirely, the militant group offered some counterpoints and said they will continue on. A federal appeals court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds to the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic policy. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X this week that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. However, upon further review, it appears that the immigrant, Ramon Morales Reyes, was set up. Federal officials who asked for a handwriting sample for Reyes also determined that his handwriting and the threatening letter did not match his own. Those are the headlines this morning. One more for you. A far-right political activist with a history of anti-gay rhetoric and promoting conspiracy theories about former President Barack Obama said he was sacked after only a month on the job following a CNN investigation that was used as the Kennedy Center executive. So more on those stories throughout the day. But right now at 9 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, taking a look, what should we do here? A couple of sports scores for you. How about that, by the way, as well? We talked about it a little bit in hour number one, but the Pacers could have wrapped it up last night in game five, but they played their worst offensive game of the postseason last night and lost to the New York Knicks 111-94. Our very own James Kelly up there in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls dancing a jig because he's a New Yorker, a Long Islander. His Knicks survive. But despite missing the chance to close out the series, the star for the Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, emphasized there was, quote, no need to panic. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2. Game six is on Saturday night in Indianapolis. The Brewers had the night off, but they will be taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be great if the Brewers played the 76ers?
I think that would go well.
It was the only way that would make basketball exciting to me.
No. They'll play the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Game time, the first pitch around 5:45 tonight, Central Time. You can hear it across several of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're giving you a chance today on free Friday ticket giveaway, Big Shingding Lollapalooza, which is a statewide contest, by the way. The marketing people will love that. We're giving away four tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers throughout the day. They have chances to win four tickets throughout the day. You can have your first chance during our show until 9 o'clock. Go to the Civic Media app. Download it for free if you don't have it. Go to any of the first 11 stations, click on the word text, then you're all set to go and text us right now the word crew. The word is crew, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew. This is
because spelling is crucial.
Oh, nicely done, Greg Bach. Yes, because the computer picks this randomly and it only accepts exact correct entries. So, yeah. And by the way, this is for the game next Saturday, June 7th, against San Diego at 6:35. You cannot exchange them for a different game. So please make sure you go to that game next Saturday against San Diego. The word is crew, C-R-E-W. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. I'm sorry. And these allergies. I mean, it's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're feeling poopy.
Poopy, yeah. That's one thing to call it, yeah.
Well, that too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Should we do today in history, or national days? Because this is very, very exciting. We should bring on Brittany Rouleau for this, because I always like to talk to Brittany, our civic media meteorologist. Brittany, how the heck are you?
I'm pretty good. How the heck are you?
Better if it weren't for the allergies, but otherwise I'm doing fine. We're gonna do weather here in a second, but I'm very excited about this because it's May 30th, and we've gone over some of the also Mel Blanc's birthday. Remember him?
Nope.
The great.
Mm-hmm. No, I do not.
Hey, Parker, do you know Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd?
Yes. Oh my God! Wait.
Daffy Duck.
Oh,
Porky Pig.
Okay.
Porky Pig.
I do know them. Yeah.
He did all of those.
All those voices. Yeah. All the Looney Tunes characters and Merry Melodies cartoons. He died back in 1989, but it was Mel Blanc was born on this day. Benny Goodman, the musician and band leader nicknamed the King of Swing, also was born on this day as well. But let's get to national days because there's some good ones here. It is National Creativity Day today. So if you're a creative person, this day is for you. I don't know. Crochet something. I don't know. Paint something.
Macrame.
Sure. I don't know. Whatever.
You were talking about this yesterday at Matt and Aaron Air with decoupage.
Oh, decoupage. I like that. All right. So it's National Creative Day. Also, and now Parker's a recent UW-Whitewater graduate in the comms program broadcasting. It's Loomis Day. Do you remember who Loomis is, Parker?
Oh, I definitely should, shouldn't
to
I?
To pass or fail, do you remember it? I recognize Melholm Loomis as the person who received the patent for wireless telegraphy, receiving the U.S. patent number, I'm not going to read the number. It was titled An Improvement in Telegraphing on Wireless Telegraphy in 1872. He beat Marconi's United Kingdom patent by nearly 25 years, but Marconi gets all the credits.
I didn't know either of those guys. They weren't at Whitewater.
We learned that at Platteville.
I feel like then people are like, and Alexander Graham Bell stole from Marconi, and and Brittany's like, can I just tell you about the weather?
I don't know. Yeah. it's mint julep day today. I'm not a big mint julep guy, but have yourself a mint julep. But here's what I want to get to. This is fantastic. This is real. Each year on May 30th, it is National Hole in My Bucket Day. It is celebrated by a wacky holiday in honor of the fun children's song, There's a Hole in My Bucket. I remember this watching Sesame Street. Who says PBS doesn't create great things? Here it is from Sesame Street.
They're having such a good time with this, Tom.
Do we have a Muppet that sounds like Johnny Cash?
This is like a 4-minute bit. And so it was the old farmer. He has a hole in the bucket. And the wife is sitting there. And the husband's a dope. And he's like, there's a hole in the bucket. And she's like, well, fix it there. Well, what shall I fix it? With a stick, dear. And it keeps going and going. And finally, she's like, just fix it, dear Henry. Just fix it, dear Henry. They have a National Hole in the Bucket Day. Today is National Hole. I'm very excited by this.
You're very excited about this.
More animated than I thought you'd be about it.
Absolutely. So there you go. All right. Brittany Merlot, we're going to need a bucket of something to get through this muck in the air today. Give us the lowdown. There is some seriousness to those that have asthma and whatnot. There is smoke in the air.
Yes, there is. That wildfire smoke from Canada has made its way down to the state. That's why it's hazy. It kind of looks cloudy in some places. It's not cloudy out. It is actually clear. So if you can't see the sunshine, that is the wildfire smoke this morning. It is really thick out there right now. It'll actually start to get a little bit better as we go through the afternoon, and then a little bit worse again tonight before it starts to clear out. It should be gone by tomorrow afternoon. But of course, it's from that northwest breeze. A little breezy throughout the day today, gusts around 20 to 25 miles per hour. And like Todd said, it is unhealthy for sensitive groups. So in that case, you might want to wear a mask, stay inside, have an air purifier running, something like that to help with those symptoms. But otherwise today, it's about 45 degrees in Janesville. It's 61 degrees into Ashland. And we are looking at scattered shower chances later on this afternoon. Very light showers. But then after 5 o'clock, we're looking at chances of some spotty storms. I think those are going to stay northwest, kind of hang into the Fox Valley, and then move in towards Milwaukee and Madison area. But these are a backdoor cold front. So what that means is the cold front's actually dropping down from the north, headed south. So these storms are going to be rolling in from the north, headed south, and we could see some gusty winds and small hail with them. But otherwise, tomorrow, hey, we're still looking at tons of sunshine today and tomorrow, both rising into the mid to upper 70s. We'll do the same, pretty much the same thing on Sunday. And then Monday, oh, we're going to get it so muggy and warm. Our dew points are going to go into the 70s with temperatures in the mid 80s. Even some spots could hit 90. So Monday is going to be a sweaty one.
My grandma used to call that kind of weather sultry. It's sultry out.
Yes.
She used to say that. Yeah.
It's sultry. This weather's like Kathleen Turner in the 80s. It's sultry.
But the storms might help move some of this. It's not really smog, I know, but some of this smoke out of the air. Is that good for the smoke?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely will. And then as that cold front moves through and down to the south, it should start to clear that out of here. So this is all good stuff for the smoke. Just the clear skies and nothing happening and the heat starting to build today is really making it much thicker. So once that front moves through, should be gone and out of here.
All right, Parker, I'm not going to be here on Monday. Pat will be back. But when you introduce, I want Brittany's music on Monday for her bumper music to be, the heat is on, the heat is on.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Robin Tigerton, we have his weather report here.
Hold on.
All right.
There we go.
Rob says, good morning from Tigerton. Cloudy in 56. I saw the red sun earlier this morning. I got a mowing job near Eldron, located on the Shawano and Marathon County line, a job that he was supposed to do yesterday got rained out. So there you go. All right, very good. I've been to Eldoran and Tigerton when I go up to see the folks up in Shawano. So hope Rob can get the lawn mowed today. But wear a mask, Rob, and celebrate. It's a hole in the bucket
water.
Day. All right, thank you, Brittany. Appreciate you. We'll see you later. Have a great weekend. Come on back with our round table and celebrate. There's a hole in my bucket day. We're back after this.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat has the day off. I'm Todd Allbaugh, sitting in the guest host chair. This morning's 22 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock on this Friday, May 30th, 2025. Hope your day is going well. Don't forget an air quality advisory for the entire state today as smoke from those Canadian wildfires is moving throughout Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, says it will clear out by tomorrow as we'll have some rain and some garden variety type of thunderstorms move through the state later on this afternoon into this evening. Right now, we're pleased to be joined by our weekly roundtable. James Santel has the week off, but joining us via StreamYard today, Jennifer Scholze, longtime Chicago journalist, including with ABC7 and WGN-TV, now writing for The Contrarian and The Lincoln Square, and Mark Jacob, also a longtime journalist for both the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you both for joining us and putting up with the fill-in guy while Pat's all away.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have both of you here as well. As always, it seems to be the endless fire hose of information. And I guess before I ask you guys each of your top headlines, your most intriguing headlines of the week, I'd just like your take on this. And maybe I'm doing a little therapy on the air for Todd, but when I travel around Wisconsin, we take the show on the road and just talking to people, I hear people, and these are people who are pretty plugged in, and they're saying, Todd, I just, mental health, I got to turn the news off. I can't take this every day. And so what is the job of journalists in these times of trying to. There's a new headline that in normal times would be above the fold headline almost every hour. How do we balance that out with not overwhelming people, but making sure we get the proper information to folks? Jennifer?
Mark, you want to take that? Did you say me?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Go, Jennifer.
You know what? Here's one of the things I've noticed is that journalism these days is really good.
Whoops.
I think whatever happened, Jennifer, we can't hear you. Mark, let's go to you. We'll try to
pick that up.
Yep, go ahead.
So I think that you're totally right that, you know, every hour there's some new outrage. And, you know, you do have to disengage at some points. The real problem to me is that some people have never engaged. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the support for Trump, some of it is people who love the bad things he's doing. But I think a lot of other people are just kind of people who just don't follow the news. I mean, in fact, surveys have found it. They're not following the news at all. They just kind of, they heard something from a friend and, you know, all their friends are voting for Trump. So they are, and they don't really understand what's happening. So there's that. But I mean, for the rest of us, people who are actually paying attention to what's going on. Yeah. It can be mentally draining. Yeah. Yes. I agree with that. But so I think the answer is that the news media need to focus on what really affects people. I mean, and a lot of people and this, you know, the crazy town stuff that he does all the time, you know, like calling people scum on Memorial Day, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you got to report it, but I wouldn't go big with that. I mean, he's dismantling large portions of the federal government. He is destroying universities. I mean, you know, all this stuff he's doing, you know, with foreign students, that is sending a chill through the entire higher ed community in the United States and chasing important researchers overseas. People are going to die because of what Trump is doing. I mean, the lifespan of Americans is going to go down because of what Trump is doing. So just focusing on what's actually important might be a good idea.
I think that's a really great point. We talked about it on our show yesterday a little bit in the afternoon with the Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, that to your point, Mark, not only with the cuts basically eliminating USAID, just the folks in Africa alone who are going to die because of that, probably looking at millions of people potentially dying, but also here closer to home in Wisconsin if you ban or deeply cut foreign students when enrolling here, not only in my opinion as someone who was enriched by having a lot of students from other countries in college as friends, but there's a financial aspect that it's really costly to cut those foreign or out-of-state tuitions coming here, which they largely pay themselves. Jennifer, I'm not sure if your microphone is back, but let's try you. What do you say to that?
Well, here in Illinois, where Mark and I are, the University of Illinois has a enormous Chinese student population. It is one of the things I think that most experts would agree has helped keep the university afloat as legislative monies have dried up over the last 20, 30 years. And the University of Illinois, just like in Wisconsin, I'm sure with the University of Madison, will suffer enormously. And who will ultimately pay the price for all of that? All of us. Right. Not only if your kid wants to go to school there, will the tuition have to go up to make up for that shortfall, but we will all pay the price.
It's a brain drain. And if you're chasing smart, talented people out of your country, everyone's going to suffer.
And doesn't this get to kind of the challenge of folks, journalists and folks with media trying to point some of these things out? I feel like too often I hear basically, well, I don't know, it hasn't really affected me. But at some point, if you have a kid in college and your tuition goes up $1,000, $2,000 or more because there's no foreign tuition coming in anymore, that will affect you. And, you know, I know people don't like this phrase, but it seems like people have messed around, to clean it up for radio, at the voting booth. And at some point, they're going to find out.
Yeah, and it's not just a money thing either, because, you know, your kid is not going to get the latest cancer treatment because of this. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that affect people personally.
Right. And I think that's what's missing from some of the news coverage. What does it mean to you and your community?
Yes. Totally, totally agree. All right, we're coming up on a break here. We're going to look at a little agricultural news and weather as well. Then we'll come back with more with Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze on the other side. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You've been working and working, trying everything imaginable to establish a yard. No success. Have you thought about the seed? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It is not an easy feat, and the first one that will admit it, Doug Soldat. He's our University Extension turfgrass specialist, and he gets questions from one end of the state to the other on how to establish that lawn. He said one thing he advises people early on, take a look at the seed you purchased and make sure it's good quality.
Yeah, grass seed is, that's probably one of the most important things you can do is buy good grass seed. And it takes a little bit of looking at the labels and understanding what you're buying, because the marketing stuff on the front of the bags, like Sunny Spot, Shady's Place, that's okay, but you really want to look at the labels. The best grass varieties and species for Wisconsin are Kentucky Bluegrass and Fine Fescue. And Fine Fescue, there's actually a collection of them. Red Fescue, Hard Fescue, Chewing's Fescue. Fescue, sheep fescue, they're all about the same and pretty good. And when I'm buying a grass seed mixture, I'm looking for a combination of Kentucky bluegrass and those fine fescues.
And for those of you that have an established lawn, Doug Soldat's got some advice on maintaining that lawn. He says, make sure your lawnmower blades are sharp. He said, if a blade's dull, it tears the leaf and can actually allow weeds to grow.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And if you've got a little patch of paradise you're willing to share, the Wisconsin DNR wants to talk to you. Right now, they're looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities, October 4th through the 12th. You have to be able to host at least three hunters, and you need to complete an online application by July 1st. Yes, of course. We've got details up now. MidwestFarmReport.com, or go to the Wisconsin DNR website and get that application process started. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's film incentive advocate Rex Sykes, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska, and even though we are Terry Barless, it's still Bar Band Friday night. We'll be joined by Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I am Todd Allball, filling in the guest host chair. Pat will be back on Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Temperature is in the 70s today. There is a poor air quality alert out for the entire state of Wisconsin due to the Canadian wildfires and the smoke coming down. But showers and thunderstorms throughout the later afternoon and into tonight will clear that out. Pretty nice weekend ahead. And then Brittany Merlot says muggy. Sultry starting on Monday. Summer is arriving right on time, as they say. Right now, we continue on with our weekly roundtable. James Santel, who is the host, of course, of Amicus, a law review on Saturday mornings here at Civic Media, has the week off, but we are very pleased to have with us today Chicago journalist Jennifer Schulze, formerly worked for ABC7 and WGN-TV in Chicago, and now at The Contrarian and Lincoln Square, and Mark Jacob, longtime journalist for both the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. Guys, let's go to your favorite, Barbara Walters. Remember, she never said the most important person of the year. She always said the most fascinating person of the year. So what's your most fascinating headline of the week, Mark Jacob?
I would say it's RFK Jr. and Trump releasing that study on children's health, which made a lot of false assertions and, surprise, surprise, included fake studies. You know, they're linked to studies that were never written, had real scientists attributed to stuff. And they, when the news media contacted them, they said, no, I didn't do anything like that. And then Caroline Leavitt, the official liar in the White House, that's her job to lie. She was asked about it and she said, well, there were formatting issues, but everything's fine otherwise. So now lies are now called formatting issues. And it, just as far as critiquing the media on that story, the Associated Press headline just said there were problems with the studies. They used the word problems, fuzzing the whole issue instead of using the perfectly accurate term fake studies, because there were fake studies.
And also Wisconsin's very own Mark Pocan in Congress in a hearing, maybe you guys talked about this last week, but got RFK Jr. to say, well, you know, you really should listen to me when it comes to medical advice.
Yes, right.
I mean, really?
The guy's head of HHS. He's the top health official in the entire country, and he says, don't take advice from me. This is crazy town, Todd. This is insanity, and it's insanity about public health. It's not about some stupid subject. It's about public health.
Yeah, Jennifer.
You know, Donald Trump was sitting right next to RFK Jr. when they released that report, and they together said it was the most important health study on children in America in history. So both Trump and RFK Jr. have staked their very feeble, I would argue, reputations on this. And they're sticking with that story even today. The Washington Post has a story this morning that says they've been able to determine that most of the study was written with AI. I mean, just that and the way that the Trump administration is pushing AI ought to be worrisome to all of us. But Mark's right. That story was also, I thought, really interesting in that it came from a smaller news outlet with younger reporters, something called Notus, N-O-T-U-S. They broke this story, which is really based on shoe leather reporting. You know, here's this report. It's got all these citations and all these quotes, and it's the greatest thing ever on kids' health. two reporters, two, I can't find anybody else that did this, decided, where's that stuff come from? And it's incredible because that's what journalism is supposed to be about. Not just being megaphones for whatever Trump or RFK say, but digging into the details. And what we found out, as Mark said, it's all fake. All of it is fake.
Absolutely incredible. And Mark, to your earlier point in the last segment about the cuts that Trump is making and continues to try to make through this budget reconciliation bill, people's lives are going to be lost. And to this point with RFK Jr., what is this thing now with COVID vaccines only for those 65 years of, older, not for pregnant women? Again, I think one of the most tragic parts out of a lot of tragedies is we're messing with people's lives here.
Right. That's a troublesome new decision by the federal government to not give the COVID shot to pregnant women, because that's the only way there's going to be any protection for newborn babies. And the fact is that the two groups that are most likely to be hospitalized when they get COVID are old people and newborn babies. They're too young to get the shot when they get born, but giving it to pregnant women could offer some protection, it's believed. So I mean, there's just not a lot of science about it, mm-hmm. Todd. And when they released the study, RFK Jr. said, well, this is the worst. This generation is the sickest generation of children in American history. And I went back and looked at it. In 1800, 46% of children didn't make it to age five. In 1900, 24% didn't make it to age five. You know what the figure is now? It's under 1%. So what is he talking about? I mean, it's just pulling stuff out of their regions. It's very weird what they're doing. And they just think that it sounds good. And the New York Times repeated that, the sickest generation in U.S. history. And I called them out on social media, and they actually changed their headline. The New York
really?
Times didn't, and took that out because it was a lie.
Nicely done, Mark. Nicely done. I was remiss earlier. You can also find Mark. He is the author of Stop the Press's newsletter. So check that out as well. Jennifer, what is your most intriguing, fascinating headline of the week?
Well, I agree with Mark that the stuff about the health report is really staggering. I'm also struck this week by the Elon Musk exit interviews. This guy, the New York Times, has a great story this morning about his drug use throughout his time in the White House. And it's pretty extreme, illegal drug use. He was handed the keys to our government and has done untold amount of damage. And too many news organizations in the last week fell for his rewriting of history or his glossing over of his damage that he's done. And we have all these puff pieces about, disillusioned, determined, and, painting this picture of this, well, I tried my best and, gosh, maybe it didn't work out. With really, it was like a PR tour that Musk took, and the press fell for it with the evidence in front of all of our eyes every single day for the last 4 or 5 months. I'm still gobsmacked about that. I can't get over it.
I know there's, I think it's coming out this Sunday, if I'm correct, David Pogue interviewed Musk for a CBS Sunday Morning. And I saw the clip where Musk says, well, you can have a big bill or a beautiful bill, but you can't have a big, beautiful bill. And seemed to kind of counter Trump a little bit in saying he wasn't really on board for this reconciliation bill.
Yeah, he's pointing to the deficit, which the funny thing is you got all this blowback from the White House after he said that, in which they said there is no deficit in the bill, which is a complete 100% lie.
Yeah.
I've actually started my most recent Stop the Press newsletter. I've decided to start calling blatant lies Lutniks, because Howard Lutnick is really the most outrageous liar in the cabinet. So
I like that.
So Caroline Leavitt was telling Lutniks yesterday, and Mike Johnson was too. They were telling a Lutnick about the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, whose projections are usually quite reliable. And they're saying, oh, no, they're totally out there. It's some sort of leftist organization, supposedly, even though the guy who's head of it was named by Bush. So they don't want to accept reality. And they voted. So they're voting for deficit spending. You know, this whole thing about the Republicans don't like to tax and spend. Well, they sure like the spend part of it.
And Jennifer, even Wisconsin's own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is calling Trump out exactly what Mark just said, maybe for the wrong reasons, in my opinion. But he's not. He's saying, you know, it doesn't go far enough in some of these cuts. But, you know, saying that, you know, it does increase the deficit.
Well, yes. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with this bill when it makes it over to the Senate. They've already been making, and Johnson's not alone, they've been making a lot of noise about their concerns. So we'll see how concerned they really are. I want to add one more thing about Musk and Trump. Mm-hmm. The White House just announced that Musk and Trump are having a joint press conference this afternoon.
Oh, really? Oh.
So that will be very interesting to see. I'm actually less interested in what they say, but how reporters question them and with follow-up questions and what kind of fact-checking we'll have. Because the two of them together, there won't be a truthful word that comes out of their mouths. And the press really knows how to get to the bottom of things. Let's see if they do that.
Maybe we'll have another edition of Hee Haw's Junior Samples come on down by a new used Tesla here on the car lot of the White House. Well, BR549. Anyway, it's an old reference for those of us old enough to remember Hee Haw. It's 45 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking with Jennifer Schulze and also Mark Jacob on our weekly roundtable here. Pat Kreitlow is back on Monday. Guys, I wanted to get your take as people have worked in major markets in Chicago, longtime journalist. I'm just fascinated by this. My first station I worked at was a CBS affiliate in radio affiliate in Richland Center. I grew up, my parents watched Walter Cronkite and those things. The fact that CBS This Morning on Tuesday didn't cover anything of the craziness that Trump said over the weekend, the disrespect he showed veterans by not really memorializing them at all, partisanizing the speech at Arlington National Cemetery. What do you make of this, Mark, then Jennifer?
Well, I'm not sure. It's difficult to decide, you know, whether the editorial decisions are affected by the greater picture and corporate pressure. So, you know, unless you can prove it up, it's just hard to speculate about it. But it must be said that CBS is under incredible pressure these days. They, you know, because you know, their parent company, Paramount, wants to cut a deal for a merger with Skydance, and the Trump administration corruptly is holding that up until CBS supposedly is going to settle this lawsuit, this bogus lawsuit he's brought, complaining that an interview of Kamala Harris somehow damaged his brand. And it's a lawsuit that should be thrown out of court immediately. Definitely, there's no way he would win in a real, you know, trial. Right. But CBS thinks is being extorted. In effect, they're being told, you know, you've got to settle this. And they also, Trump wants an apology for them doing good journalism.
And Jennifer, ABC, Disney already settled.
I know. Yeah, corporate ownership of big media products is a problem. And CBS, I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where they don't pay him a bribe. And I think that it's most certainly had a chilling effect on the reporting throughout the company. We already know that 60 Minutes had minders, you know, brought in to make sure that their content wasn't, you know, tiptoeing too close to somebody's line, apparently Trump's. I don't doubt that throughout their other products, that they're, you know, they're being cautious, probably overly cautious about some things.
We're out of time. We can't talk about it. But did you guys see the Scott Pelley graduation speech at Wake Forest this weekend?
It was great.
If people haven't, check it out. Google Scott Pelley, Wake Forest. I'd never seen him like that. I thought it was incredible. Really, really brave. Brave as well is Mark Jacob. You can find him. He is the author at Stop the Press's newsletter. And also equally brave is Jennifer Schulze. You can find her work at The Contrarian and Lincoln Square, amongst others. We appreciate you both so very much. Pat will be back next week, so you don't have to put up with me. But thanks for being here. We appreciate you both.
Thank you, Todd.
All right.
Have a great day, everybody.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Albaugh across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, I-94 and Highway 164.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Now is the time on Sprockets where we dance. Very clubby. Wow. I like it. Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Clearly, I am not Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball filling in for Patrick, who will be back on Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Many thanks to the great Jennifer Schulze and as well Mark Jacob for being here and being along with us on our roundtable. Always great to have real actual journalists have their take on things. Parker is a new grad of journalism and comms. Do they discuss this stuff now in classes about conflicts of corporate journalism having an effect on what stories get done, that sort of thing?
A little bit, yeah. I'm actually watching a show right now. It's called Newsroom.
Yes.
Great show.
Sorkin's final show so far, but Sorkin gem.
Perhaps we'll have a return. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I'm watching that show right now, and it's really interesting about like what's going on behind the scenes and why aren't you doing stuff or why are you doing stuff.
Yeah, this is really, really good. But always appreciate Mark and Jennifer being here, and they'll be joining Pat next week again along with James Santel. So look forward to that in nervous anticipation. It's 53 minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock on this Friday, May 30th, 2025. Temperatures across the state range from 61 in beautiful Superior down to 55 in Milwaukee. It is 54 over in Eau Claire, 54 as well in Wausau, 52 in Green Bay, 54 here in the capital. capital city of Madison, and 48 degrees. A little chilly in the old Southwest Wisconsin Valley. I grew up in Richland Center, a little town just south of that, Lone Rock, Wisconsin. A little village of Lone Rock for many years was the coldest spot in America during the winter because it's like in a valley. And so there's a billboard as you come in now. It's been there for years. I'm not sure if the global warming is true anymore. But it says Lone Rock, Wisconsin, the coldest in the nation with the warmest of heart.
Aww. There it is. Okay. I was like, welcome to the coldness of Lone Rock.
No. There is a air quality advisory throughout the entire state of Wisconsin today. No, that's not smog or fog. It is smoke coming down from Canada. The problem with these Canadian wildfires, and this is why we don't have wildfires in northern Wisconsin, is because there's no Canadian version of Smokey Bear.
Oh, I thought it was because they weren't a 51st state.
Well, there's that too, right? Oh, good heavens.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, he brings the horn. He brings in the horn.
I was thinking you were going to do a rim shot.
And the rim shot. Oh, that's fantastic. By the way, we're smack dab in the middle of our big Friday ticket, free ticket Friday Brewers Lollapalooza giveaway, text to win. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app. You open the app, and by the way, it is a statewide contest. I'm required to say that or I get shocked in my chair. Sometimes I don't say it just because I can get shocked in my chair. Anyway, we're giving away four tickets. Giving away four tickets to a Brewers game. This is for June 7th. It is a week from Saturday. Tip off. No, the first pitch is at 6:35 next Saturday, the 7th of June, against your San Diego Padres. The Brewers taking them on. So that's what these tickets are for. You have to be able to go to that game. Four beautiful tickets in the club level section of Miller. Now, see, you got me to say
aha,
it.
I gotcha.
AmFam Field. They're great, great seats. And get this, our own Luke Mathers, who is the keeper of the tickets in his, synthetic mink oil. He uses synthetic mink oil to take care of his leather satchel. Okay. He tells me this is real. There is a Jackson Churio replica jersey night. So the first whatever fans, like usually it's like 20,000 fans that go into the game, get a free Jackson Churio jersey.
That's so pretty big.
How about that?
Pro tip, though, to all the fans who are going out there. Yeah. I'm just going to say this right now. Whatever your size is, get one, if not two sizes up, because those replica jerseys run toit.
Toit. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Toit.
I went when they did the replica Yount jersey, and I picked one up, and I went in the bathroom, and I walked back. I'm like, I need to exchange this.
So here's how you are eligible during our show today until 9 o'clock. Go to the Civic Media app. The first 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on the little icon that says text and text the word crew, C-R-E-W, right now on the Civic Media app. Crew, the word is crew this hour, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew. After the end of the day, the computer will randomly choose correct entries. You have to spell it right. You're not eligible. And one lucky person will be going to that game next Saturday, June 7th at 6:35. Crew, C-R-E-W. Jane and Greg will have another word coming up on Matt and Air on Air from 9 to 11. Tom Hartman, who will receive his word via Carrier Pigeon, will have a word on his show as well between 11 and 2. We will have our word given to us by one of our pool boys here at the Civic Media headquarters. Looking forward to that.
Is your pool boy Jacques or Steve?
It depends on which one. Well, we can't get an international pool boy anymore because of the Trump thing. So it's only domesticated pool boys. Yeah, exactly. And then Maggie Dawn will have a word on her show as well between 4 and 6. So be listening the entire day to Civic Media. You can enter in each one of the shows, and then one lucky person will win a ticket. Crew, C-R-E-W, is our word this hour. Coming up next hour, the wonderful, the talented, the always... She's a person that makes you feel better just for being around her. The wonderful Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us, talking a little bit about men's health. happen to be a male, and I'm kind of healthy. We'll talk about why guys should not be stubborn. We should just admit that we need a little care now and again. Nothing wrong with that, and very, very important. And also talk about a new bill making its way through the Wisconsin State Legislature on mammograms for women, how those could get either free or less costly. Very, very important information. So stick around. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I talk for a living. Kreitlow with Todd Allball, the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Elon Musk ends his run with Doge today and admits he hasn't always seen eye to eye with the administration, telling CBS Sunday Morning.
I don't want to, you know, speak out against the administration, but I don't want to. I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Musk will join President Trump in the Oval Office this afternoon for a joint news conference. The Department of Homeland Security has published a list of hundreds of cities, counties, and states it designates as sanctuary jurisdictions. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us.
The targeted communities generally don't cooperate with immigration agents. They say not cooperating makes migrants feel safer coming forward if they're a witness to or victim of a crime.
Last year's runner-up is this year's winner at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Hey, Claire C. Small.
E-C-13-year-old Faison Zaki from Texas came back from a late-stage flub to take home the winning prize of $50,000. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Local.